Owning a dog is said to improve self-esteem. Man's best friend can improve social lives, make us less lonely, and even keep us active. In our next installment of our summer series, Outside in Appalachia, health reporter and dog lover Kara Lofton explores how to safely enjoy outdoor recreation to maximize the physical and mental benefits of pet ownership, as well as explore local natural resources.
Lucy, come here.
Full disclosure, I am the proud millennial dog mom of four. Yes, you heard that right. Four dogs who absolutely love camping, hiking, and getting outside. So while working on this summer series, this idea of enjoying outdoor recreation with dogs seemed like a natural story. After all, studies have found that American millennials lead the country in pet ownership, fueling the $69 billion pet industry, an industry that has grown three times since the mid-90s. Which could be a good thing for our health. Recent studies have found that dog ownership is linked to everything from reducing allergies to counteracting negativity. A 2017 study of older adults found that dog owners are more active than those without, walking about 22 minutes more a day compared to non-dog owners. And walking is not only good for your mental and physical health, but also often gets you outside. And as we've explored earlier in the series, getting into nature has significant mental health benefits. Okay. By now, you might be thinking, great, I get it. Getting outside with pets is good. But the big question is, how do you do so safely?
Our pets, as a general rule, will do anything we ask them to.
That's Dr. Mark Freeman, an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Virginia Tech.
And they will play as long as we ask them to play. They will continue trying as long as we keep asking them to keep trying. So it's very easy for a pet to become overheated and to become exhausted because their number one goal in life is to please us and make us happy. And as long as we keep throwing that frisbee, they're going to keep chasing it, even to the point of complete exhaustion.
Good job, Bug!
Good job, Bug!
Did you get it?
The biggest problem in the summer, he says, is heat exhaustion. Dogs, as you know, cool themselves by panting. Panting evaporates saliva, which cools the blood supply.
In the summertime, when it's hot, and especially when the humidity is high, that evaporation component doesn't occur. So they pant and pant, but there's no evaporation, so they don't actually cool themselves. So it's really important in the summer when the temperatures are high, when the humidity's high, that animals have access to shade, that they have access to lots and lots of fresh water.
This is particularly important, he says, for dogs with short faces like pugs, bulldogs, and certain pit bull breeds. The shorter snouts mean less effective cooling, and these dogs are even more likely to overheat. Johnny Warner is a Charleston-based vet. He says his biggest concern is not just dogs being too active, but the time between periods of activity, particularly leaving dogs in the car while you just run into the store for something or grab a bite to eat.
If you're doing outdoor recreation with your dog, you're likely getting there in a car. And the obvious one is just never leave your dog unattended in a closed car for any amount of time.
According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, temperatures in a closed car can rise 19 degrees in the first 10 minutes. So, if the outside temperature is 70, they can rise to 89. If they start at 90, 109. And the more time that passes, the higher they rise. The other thing dramatically affected by rising temperatures is pavement. Freeman again.
And seeing really severe burns on the pads of the feet is not at all uncommon in the summer.
Which should be an incentive for you to stay off urban roads and get out to explore natural areas with your pet, such as parks, forest, and wooded paths. So, even though you might have to take some precautions to keep your best friend safe, science says it's worth it. And you never know, you might just improve your own health in the process. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.